Although, would you like to speak about the brain of India? Because
absolutely.
That literally removed cotton.
This is a little essay, the brain of India. So how in India, you see, one of the things that, one advantage, just to take it a little aside, one advantage of Vedanta, one good thing it does, many other things, that because Indian mind grapple with these different sides of reality and things which may even seem abstract and all this, it developed a tremendous degree of plasticity and wideness in the mind, the adaptability and resilience, all this we were talking about. So, how was a civilization built? Because they understood the power of thought. So, the first thing was that how these children can harness their energies to build up the thought. So, in the brain of India, he speaks of the education system. How they would learn to conserve the energy. He speaks about Brahmacharya. We don't even talk about it. So, how the energy is conserved and turned towards a higher thought, because it's about transmutation of energy. Our mind should be fired. So that's why we come back to the same thing, Agni. Urge for progress. Now, second thing about it is discerning intelligence. There is a power which can know, but we don't even work towards it. So how to develop the discerning intelligence, the buddhi? Shubhinda speaks of that. So ordinarily the buddhi is entangled with the surface things. It reads, sees, hears. This is true, like very often people say. But buddhi doesn't rush by the senses. Buddhi turns within and upward. That the image in the Bhagavad Gita. So before we rush to conclude anything, we should practice this turning within and turning upward. Upward to the source of all intelligence. So what is Gayatri Mantra? And of course I would say Sri Aurobindo's Gayatri. That there is a source of intelligence from where all light comes. So when we invoke that, Om Tat Savitur Varam Rupam Jyotihi Parasya Dhimahi Yannaha Satyena Deepayet. What am I doing? I am saying my intelligence is limited. See, the yajna. But this mental activity, this intelligence, I am offering to the Son of Truth and invoking it to come and harness my thoughts. This is self-discipline. And if you want children to really grow and develop this discernment, they have to be taught self-discipline. You can't just leave them like little animals and do whatever you feel like. So by invoking from above, by turning it within and upward, through the practice of Brahmacharya, self-mastery, self-control, to whatever extent, after they are 18, they'll do whatever they feel like, but initial training. So then the brain, the logical side must be developed, the intuitive side should be developed, holistic side should be developed. Every problem can be seen from several angles. Left brain, right brain, middle brain, there's no term like that, but the heart, the intuitive sense. And this training should be there and can start with, okay, you take up, and it's inbuilt in the culture. I'll give just one example. So, son. Or a cow, holy cow. Start with them. See, today if you ask a child to write an essay on cow, ask AI. What will be the answer? It will say certain thing, then it will come to the sacred in Hinduism. How you can look at the cow from different angles. And then children develop this ability to look at the same problem from several sides. Then you leave them free. It's not about eating or not eating. But to understand, okay, how do you see a cow? How do you see the sun? So sun was always the source of light and symbol of creator. And then this, we have to reclaim. It's a Vedic knowledge entirely. I would suggest people should read The Secret of the Vedas. And then you understand this whole world as a symbol. And it becomes very easy.